back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Ron Johnson said and did something yesterday that amazed even me, and I'm hard to amaze, believe me, been at this for a long time. You remember Ron Johnson? He's anti-mask. Anti-mask. Had COVID because he's anti-mask. Won't get vaccinated. Not vaccinated. He was pushing hydroxychloroquine at one time. Remember that when Trump was pushing it? It's a malaria drug, not a COVID drug. He was pushing it hard. Convened a panel in La Crosse to attack masks and vaccines and all that. Have no idea why he's doing this if he's thinking to run for the Senate again, because this is not, should not be ideological. Well, he did two things. He came out two things yesterday that it didn't take my breath away, because nothing takes my breath away. But the truth of the matter is, if anything did, this would. First of all, he came out against ventilators. He came out against ventilators. Here's what he said. He says, ventilators do more harm than good. They aren't saving people. Now, look, Jack, you're not a doctor, okay? There are ventilators used all the time. In every hospital in the world, they fight for them. We're urged to ship ventilators to Africa and India because we have a lot of them. New York begged for ventilators back a year ago. Remember that? And nurses would go and doctors to New York to help people because they had a huge upsurge. You might as well say, hey, okay, anesthesia doesn't do anybody any good. It does more harm than good. It's good for you to feel a little pain as they cut your leg off. I mean, this guy is out of his mind. Ventilators were invented to breathe for the patient when the patient would die because he can't breathe. I mean, it's very simple. What do you mean do more harm than good? Well, is it good for the guy to die? They aren't saving people. Oh, really? They're not saving people. Every doctor in the world, Republican or Democrat, understands ventilators, and Ron Johnson, who is he to opine about ventilators, and why is he doing this with the title of senator from Wisconsin? It makes us look bad, really bad. But he's moved on from hydroxychloroquine. Guess what drug he's pushing now? He's pushing a drug called ivermectin. Did you ever hear of ivermectin? I certainly did not. I haven't a clue what ivermectin is. Luke is smirking. Luke knew about ivermectin. Luke doesn't take it because I'm going to explain why. I'm going to explain why Luke is shaking his head. It's for pets and livestock. It's for livestock. It's not FDA approved for humans. Ron Johnson's pushing it. The FDA put out a tweet. This is unbelievable. This is a great tweet. Here's the tweet. I'll read the whole thing. You are not a horse. You are not a cow. Seriously, stop it. It's not authorized for COVID-19. It's dangerous and even lethal. Hey, Luke, all right. You're going to stick up for ivermectin. Go ahead, Luke.
I am not going to stick up for ivermectin. But one of the – it's just how have we gotten to this point, Matt, where there are literally – we have so many vaccines that you can go to a Walgreens, a CVS, any public health clinic in the state, and you can go get a shot that is relatively painless. Some people have some minor side effects. I get that. But it's literally a flu shot. That is what it is. You can go get it. It is in abundance. And people are instead deciding to take a deworming drug for livestock that comes in like increments of 250 pounds. So like if you're less than 250 pounds and you take some of this, you're already overdosing. I saw something, I believe the state of Mississippi, 70% of their poison control calls were related to ivermectin overdoses this last weekend. 70% of poison control calls. That is insane. Why are we doing this? Like, I do not get it, Matt. And you laugh at it because it's when you think about it, it is so wild and out there that, yeah, you have to think it's funny. But when you think about it hard enough, it's just sad. Like, how did we get here? I do not understand it. And just for anybody that was waiting for the FDA approval, it's approved. Please just go get your Pfizer vaccine and just help us curb this pandemic. Don't take horse and cow dewormer. It just doesn't make any sense to me, Matt.
Well said. Well said. And you know, all you really need to hear is when the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, comes out with a tweet that says, you are not a horse, you are not a cow. And I don't care if you are over 250 pounds. You know, quite frankly, there are people in the state over 250 pounds. They shouldn't take it either.
Yes, yes. I did not mean that they should take it. I'm just saying that's what the incremental dose is. It's like, it's an insane, it's a very high dose drug because it's for a very large animal. It's for horses and cows. Like, who in their right mind just decided to start taking this stuff and then promoting it? And I don't understand how here in Wisconsin, we have elected a senator that is pushing this stuff. I do not get it.
Yeah, no, well said. Well said. Look, can you imagine fighting Bob La Follette saying that? Or Bill Proxmire? Really? Bill Proxmire? Can you imagine him saying that? You know, get up and take a horse medication and the FDA slams him. And then also saying he's against ventilators. Who the hell is he? What, is he going to cut out funding for ventilators? What do you think?
I thought Joe McCarthy was the strangest and wildest out there senator that Wisconsin would ever elect. And Ron Johnson is like, hold my beer, Joe McCarthy. I am going to do something even crazier.
You know, the thing is, with McCarthy, it was ideological and a lot of other thing. And Ron Johnson may think that's what it is. But when you get nutty, you know, when you incite laughter and get nutty, at some point, you lose credibility. You don't have gravitas anymore. You know, you're a U.S. senator. It has to be more than the title. You can't just walk down a hallway in a suit and he looks like a U.S. senator, you know, like from a movie, that kind of thing. So therefore, you're a U.S. senator. We're going to pay you respect. No, that's not how it works in elected democracy. And, you know, you can do a lot of things. I don't agree with his support of Trump and any of that. But when you say that ventilators are doing more harm than good and they aren't saving people, and he is pushing ivermectin, where the FDA says it's dangerous and even lethal, and then even they can't believe it, and they go, you are not a horse, you are not a cow. You do not go on a farm sometime and see how they administer medicine, really. And how big the animals are. You know, if you are in a city and you don't go on farms, get out there. It's terrific. Get out there. It's poor animals. Who takes animal drugs? Well, that's what the guy did. That is exactly what Ron Johnson did. And I will tell you this. I will bet dollars to donuts Ron Johnson is not taking ivermectin. Okay. I mean, he's nutty, but he's not that nutty. But why are you pushing it? Because there are people out there. Listen. When remember Donald Trump said that people should inject Lysol or some disinfectant into their veins, he said afterwards he was kidding. And he may have been, actually. You know, it may have been sardonic humor. But there were emergency room cases in New York and Arizona where people were brought in because they injected something like Lysol in their veins. Luke, you know that?
Yeah, and you know, the senator, I'm sure, he gets his Regeneron. He gets the high-quality dose stuff. He's just promoting this ivermectin stuff for the non-millionaires that can't afford the Regeneron, so that he's got to have an option for them. That's what really what I think it comes down to.
Yeah, well, and you know something? The thing is, he's misleading people, and regardless of their income level, there are people who are going to say, okay, then I'm going to be part of the club, and I'm going to do this. And really, don't take ivermectin. I don't care what your politics are. You're taking a horse drug, a cow drug. It's going to kill you. Going to a break. Line's still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Roll over, Beethoven.